new abortion ban. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Lawmakers in Oklahoma just giving final approval to a bill that would only allow abortions to save the mother's life or in cases of rape or incest. It's one of several anti-abortion measures sent to the Oklahoma governor recently. Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with abortion providers after the leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court might overturn Roe versus Wade.
If they do, it will be the first time in the last 50 years at least that the court has recognized a constitutional right only to take it away.
Harris also warning again that other rights could be in jeopardy, including same-sex marriage. Many supporters of overturning Roe argue abortion should be up to the states. Members of the U.S. House gather on the Capitol steps to denounce the deadly shooting in Buffalo and the ideology they say led to it.
Democratic representatives, including Nanette Diaz-Barragan of the Hispanic Caucus, say at issue is the concept of replacement theory.
The hateful lies that pit one race against another.
Black Caucus Chairwoman Joyce Beatty says social media has spread it and blamed conservatives for, as she said, adopting it.
As a key plank in the Republican platform.
The accused Buffalo shooter, Peyton Gendron, is said to have mentioned the white supremacist fear of replacement by minorities in a manifesto prior to the assault that killed 10 black Americans. The House passed a bill Wednesday night aimed at preventing acts of domestic terrorism.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls racism abhorrent and says all Americans should stand up to it. A state appeals court just ruling that New York City's ban on chokeholds is constitutional. The police union calls the ban ill-conceived and says it's reviewing its legal options. America is listening to Fox News.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, our students rise to self-government." To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
A Native American high school student in Oklahoma is ordered to remove an eagle feather before her high school graduation ceremony.
Broken Arrow student Lena Black had an eagle feather attached to her graduation cap and says she was forced to take it off in order to participate in her commencement. Black telling the Tulsa World she was previously told the feather would be allowed because of its cultural significance. The school district on its website states decorations are not allowed on mortar boards. School Indian Education Coordinator Rich Pappa says the incident was due to a miscommunication about protocols for approving culturally significant items. Pappa also says other indigenous students wore Native American regalia during the ceremony. Black's mother says they were not aware of any protocols and the school district apologized.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. A fight over emission standards dividing the country in court. A group of 20 states and D.C. now supporting the Biden administration effort to restore California's ability to set its own tailpipe and zero emission vehicle standards. More than a dozen states have adopted California's rules. That authority was withdrawn by the Trump administration. The EPA has since moved to restore it, but 17 states, including Texas and Ohio, challenged that decision in federal appeals court. NASA and Boeing have a critical rocket launch set for later today in Florida.
Boeing's Starliner capsule designed to ferry astronauts up to the International Space Station. But Starliner is years behind schedule. When the space shuttles retired, NASA awarded billions of dollars to SpaceX and Boeing to take over. But so far, only SpaceX's Dragon has taken astronauts up and back four times now. It's still zero for Boeing Starliner. Its first demo flight fell way short as computer issues failed to get the capsule to dock with the station. Then valve issues with the second demo flight further delayed this mission.
Fox's Phil Keating at Cape Canaveral. Tonight's test flight is uncrewed. An hour to the close, the Dow's now up 53 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.